The Yearbook Sportscast on the internet. All hail the nurses and flight attendants who listen to this podcast, although we don't have actual confirmation of that. And you'll recall recently, we were hoping that area nurses would never find out we were doing this. The Cincinnati Reds have a slogan. This is Reds country. Aren't the Reds already Cincinnati's most popular team? No one who's going to actually hear the slogan needs convincing that Cincinnati is Reds country, and knowing this is Reds country already, all Cincinnati fans probably also already know the Reds exist. How will this sell tickets? But at least it's not live under par. Guess whose that is? The PGA Tour's new slogan is live under par. So if you just shot a 90, the PGA Tour hates you. Live under par apparently means watch pro golfers do fun things in space and trade dogs while you watch. On social media, there is a video. Wouldn't living under par mean living subpar? The PGA wishes you a subpar life, you hump. Have a good day. Anyway, Reds country is wondering whether or not to keep interim manager Jim Riggleman permanently. Never a huge fan of removing the interim tag before actually looking for a manager, even when the immediate results are good. The Reds are supposedly the next team to have a super cheap payroll, already happened, pick really high in the draft over and over, already happened, and then win the World Series a few years later. Hasn't already happened. The Reds allegedly don't contend on purpose and then win big plot doesn't seem to resemble the defending champion Astros allegedly don't contend on purpose and then win big plot a whole lot. And opinions vary wildly on the 2018 Reds. How wildly? Well, not that wildly, but Cincinnati was supposed to land anywhere from 93 losses to 81 losses, which hasn't stopped some from hailing them 2020 or 2021 world champions. Could happen. Just a moment on a different subject. We've mentioned the Harlem Globetrotters and Harlem Wizards, both touring basketball teams, trick shot masters. Now, I don't know if those two directly compete for media attention, but the Wizards were the first to Photoshop free agent LeBron James into one of their purple, red, and gold uniforms. How cool would that be? Especially since the Wizards tend to play local teachers and mayors. Although to get LeBron, one of their players would have to give up the number 23. How cool would a fight over that number actually be? And how could the Globetrotters, who hold an actual draft every year, not use that opportunity to draft LeBron? But the Globetrotters did get to go to the Uncle Drew premiere. So after an awful start by the Reds and a manager purge, Cincinnati has played 500 baseball, which those 81 lost people thought was about where they should be. Cincinnati's playing hard. They swept the Cubs. They swept the Cubs, I should say, in a four-game series, won two out of three at first place Atlanta, have won 9 of 10 following a seven-game win streak and are a lot better in several other key categories. You also can't call them a team that puts too much pressure on themselves at home or a team that can't win on the road. There's six games under 500 in both places. But again, who knows what this team is actually capable of? And we know what Riggleman is capable of. He's only had three winning seasons in 12 years with four other teams. Plus, beware the pressure being off. Riggleman took over with Cincinnati already 12 games below 500, and the team inviting fans to come to as many games as you want for $30 a month. He didn't have to win like he did with the Cubs and Nationals, where he didn't win. The Reds should ditch the idea of rewarding Riggleman for the sake of organizational stability, and he has done a good job, and instead consider the suffering fans who are currently living subpar lives. For their sake, just wait and see what the end of the season and the manager hiring season bring. Hey, don't touch that.